All right, please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silent meditation. Thank you. I need a motion to go into exec, please. Who's that? Vic, second?
Second.
Terry, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We'll be back at 7:15. All right, I need a motion to go back. Vic, second. Sal, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we're now open for the meeting. Before we get started, I'd like everyone to rise, please. I'd like us all to take a moment of silence for two people we lost recently. I'd like to read something. This is for Mr. Ed Cavanaugh. He grew up in Ronkonkoma, and along with his sister, they attended Sachem Schools. He was a teacher in California who created several boating and hiking classes to engage his students in learning. Please remember Ed and his family in your thoughts. Secondly, Mary Cavanaugh. Mary Cavanaugh was an outstanding mother, teacher, and principal. Most importantly, Mary was simply an incredible person. She loved her students and her colleagues unconditionally, and Mary gave tirelessly of her time and talents to help others. Her love and courage will continue to inspire us, and she will sincerely be missed. Please keep Mary and her family in your thoughts and prayers. Thank you. Okay, we have, Jim, you want to make that announcement, please?
Yeah, before we start, if I could just make a quick announcement. In the last 24 to 48 hours, we had a situation involving our teacher assistants. So without getting into any great detail, I will just share with you that we are going to maintain the TAs exactly the way they were this past year.
Okay. Any other? Is it? Does Ms. Pittman, you still want to make that? Yes, absolutely. So go right ahead. Okay. All right. Okay, we'll start off with the presentations then, huh? User facilities? All right. I had brought this up earlier in the year. And the reason I brought it up was that first of all, I have to say that the parameters that the facilities uses is correct. What we put on paper, they are doing the right thing. My question is, and if you look at this paperwork that they gave us, We charge $3 an hour for youth groups. Well, in looking over the youth groups, I found out that there are many youth groups that are there making a profit on using Sachem Fields. And how it happens is, and many of you may have children that do this, you join a team, that team goes into a tournament, that tournament plays in various locations. Well, I went around and I priced some locations in our area, St. Joseph's, Baseball Heaven, and the town of Brookhaven. They charge $150 per game to use their facilities, and we charge $3 an hour. Okay, now, Sachem is not here to make money on anyone. We're trying to do this to catch up on what we don't have. But if you look at our agenda of who we charge, we have some, Bruce, and they are what, dance recital groups that use our facilities at East. And do they use North also, or just East? All right, they use East and North, and we charge them the appropriate fee for using that. But it seems like for the fields, and if you look at the list, and you don't have it, but the board has it, no one gets charged the $50 an hour fee. 99% get charged the $3 an hour fee. So my question is, and I asked Mr. Wilson Wayne how this goes about. And it's very difficult for that office when a permit comes in and for him to have to investigate, are they youth kids, youthful groups? Are they all 90% Sachem students? They don't have the manpower to do that. So it's very difficult for them to say, well, what do I charge an hour? So, and rightly so, I bet 90% or more on this list are youth groups. You have the scouts. You have all the youth groups that are Sachem in here. But if you look down this list, there are a few private organizations that use Sachem and make a profit on it. I don't think that's right. So what I'm asking the board is, this year is already listed, and I don't think we have this. This is the thing that you give out to the staff, to everyone? Okay. All right, this is also posted on the website. I'd like to talk or discuss maybe in the future, next year, to look at these a little better and to get the proper money for using these fields. Just the last thing that I saw, I was up at North over at the Varsity Baseball Field. Just some history. We never, in years past, let anyone use our varsity fields because so many students use them during the year. Well, we've gotten away from that, and our varsity fields are used for the community and for non-community groups. So I would like to have, and if they need help, then he'll have to come to the board and see if we can afford to put someone else in that office to research this. The money we make on these other groups may well pay for anybody we get in there to help. So I'd like to open it up if it's anybody's interested in discussing it, that should we be charging $3 an hour for 99% of these organizations, or should we charge them accordingly if they make a profit or not? Sal.
Tony, you're suggesting we do a breakdown by not-for-profit versus for-profit organization, correct?
Well, I don't like using the word not-for-profit. Everybody seems to have a non-for-profit certificate. Now, there is not-for-profit, there's non-profit, there's a thousand ways, and it comes down to somebody at the top is making money. In all of these youth groups that I've researched, they're all volunteers. No mm-hmm. one makes money on this. But some of these groups are non-profit, but somehow their boards make money. And again, I don't think it's right. We pay too much, the taxpayers, to fix these fields, and I can tell you this, a lot of these kids are not from Sachem that use these fields in that group. So that's two things that I think are wrong. But Sal, that's what I'm saying. Not so much
not
for
much
profit.
Categorized not
just
for profit.
Let them know if they're an organization that brings in teams to play in this tournament, well, they get charged the standard $50 an hour. I think that's only fair. We're nowhere near what other groups charge, and I think we should at least at that. Laura, sorry.
Tony, I thought that only Satrum groups, or majority of the fields are used by Satrum groups, are charged the $3 an hour, and everybody else was being charged a higher fee.
Well, again, that was the premise in the beginning of this.
So don't they have to fill out paperwork and
they
somewhere
do,
state
well,
that they are not?
Maybe, Wayne, do you mind?
I'm not understanding how
explain
that's
the
happening.
Process so the board understands how, when somebody comes to you for a permit, how it works.
Good evening, everyone. The proper procedure is that they fill out an application. As you see here, the application states here that it's the requested building that they're looking for, and so forth. And I'm not going to read this whole thing off,
right.
But it's all the particulars are here. And how it works is we don't at this time, because we just don't have the manpower to look into asking for rosters and actually checking to see if they have residency within the district.
So these groups are all checking off their over 90% Sachem.
Correct. And for us to determine that would be very difficult. Very difficult.
Well, if somebody's hosting a tournament where they're bringing in outside teams, we know right off the bat that the outside teams are not Sachem.
Well, sometimes they don't state that on the application. We would have to literally investigate every single field in the district.
So is there a way we can, where somebody comes to you and puts in something that says they're a Sachem organization, to get approved before they fill out like a field usage? Like, is there a process that we could say, like Sachem Sports Club, that is a Sachem organization, they are, as long as they're not hosting an outside tournament, we know that their use of the fields is going to be Sachem students, so that's okay. If we have, you know, the Thunderbolt whatever team, they're not an approved Sachem youth organization or Sachem, you know,
We can try and stipulate that if the board feels that's necessary.
Anyone else?
Dorothy? Bruce, do you have any suggestions on how to do this a little bit more thorough, or is it really just about manpower at this point?
Tony and Wayne are right. It's really manpower and going out. You know, it is the honor system when somebody fills out the application. It's just Wayne and a clerical person in the office who are processing literally thousands. I mean, Tony's holding the spreadsheet, but it's thousands and thousands during the year to come in to request not only fields, the buildings, gyms, auditoriums. You know, if somebody says, yes, we're from Sachem, it would be after the fact. First of all, we would only know after the fact, and then we'd be going after them for the difference between the $50 and the $3, and they have no further relationship to us because they paid the $3. We would be sending them an invoice after the fact that we knew that somebody would be giving us a heads up that really wasn't a Sachem group, but it really was a county tournament.
I'm sorry, what, Bill and then Bill.
No. Sorry. Tony, you mentioned a few places, Baseball Heaven and the town of Brookhaven.
St. Joseph's.
And St. Joseph's.
Yes.
Did you get any other numbers from public schools like us?
No. Only the organizations that are around us that do rent fields. I don't know if all schools do that. I don't know, and Bruce would know. I don't know if they do.
I would say the majority of school districts do rent
their fields out. And my other question was, most of our business here for renting our facilities, Bruce, you would know the answer to this, I suppose. Is it mostly repeat business?
Yes.
So we have a relationship with these people. They want to come back and use our fields again. So if they scam us and lie and we find out.
It's those aren't the 90% is going to be the groups that Tony's talking about. We know who they are. They live here. They go to school here. SIAG, SYSL. It's these ones, you know, I don't know, Wayne, how many out of the thousands are somebody never dealt with before.
There's some new ones that are out there that we could try our best to do, our work and try to investigate it. It's pretty difficult, though, to determine.
Right.
It really is. It's really difficult to determine.
We have to work something out.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. 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 Correct.
correct.
I know Bill and Lori weren't on when we were discussing SYSL, but we had the same conversation trying to determine you need a lawyer, you need an accountant, their financials, contracts. It becomes a little more complicated as opposed to as long as they agree to our billing usage, community use of facilities. If we're now going to start requiring official documents, Wayne and his staff would not have the capability of reviewing it.
It's been based on an honor system, really, at this point.
Tony? Would the... I'm sorry, guess
I'm sorry. Mike first, then.
Wayne, I'm just wondering whether or not we could extend the period of time that they would have to submit an application so that they don't drop these things on the desk. Right now, I don't see it on here, but is there a mandated waiting period? In other words, would you have to request the use of a facility? Would you have to have at least a 30-day prior or a 60-day prior?
No, Mike, no.
So right now, you know, you get inundated where someone requests a field. It could be for a week from now.
Correct.
You know, my recommendation would be that unless it's one of our own, you know, internal groups or whatever, is that, you know, we set a date. Or we set at least a recommended guideline where we suggest or we request no less than a 30-day notice or notification for the use of a facility. You know, aside from a last minute, you know, someone needs to run an emergency blood drive for a victim of the community or something like that. You know, I would like to see us put some kind of a deadline or a mandated waiting period so it'd give us a little more time.
I'm sorry, Sal and then Vic.
Vic was first. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Vic.
Bruce, what's the annual revenue that we bring in, net revenue from the field rentals?
$300,000.
And what's our cost to run that department? How many people in there?
Wayne and the secretary.
Okay. Not to correct you, but it's closer to $200,000 on that revenue. I just want to.
Does that include the dance studio?
Yeah, no, that wouldn't include the dance.
So if you include the dance, it's $300,000 if you exclude.
Yeah.
And just as a point, even with the dance studio, it probably took 6 or 7 months between the dance studio attorneys and our attorneys reconciling the contract. It was not a quick process. So they knew a year in advance that Deer Park schools weren't going to renew them. When they came to Sachem, it took about 6 months to a year before we actually allowed them and agreed to this, the $11,000 per day.
I mean, would it be beneficial for us to tell everybody that it's a flat, you know, let's start off with like the high number, the $50 for the field usage, and then turn around and tell the organization, once you submit your roster that proves that 90% of the people utilizing the fields are Sachem residents, we'll drop it down to the $3 an hour. So this way now, they're providing you with the documents you need. Therefore, you know, and if they don't provide it, you're getting the elevated fee, and if they do provide it, you get the $3 an hour. So you let them do the work for you.
I'm just wondering for some of the really larger ones, you know, the SIAGs, the Sachem Sports, whether or not that would just make it so difficult because they run so many functions over, you know, whether it's use of gyms during the winter time and use of fields during the off time. You know, I'm just not so sure.
I think, but like those organizations that I don't think SIAG, from what I'm gathering, is the issue. It's all these other mom and pops that are coming in.
Right, right.
So you would essentially say if SIAG, let's just say for argument's reasons, was doing a tournament and there was 100 teams, you know, I'm confident that a vast majority of them would probably be SIAG teams, and there wouldn't be more non-SIAG team than SIAG teams. So, but I mean, that might be a good way to vet them out.
So,
just two quick questions. One, I agree with Vic for the non-stable organizations where SIAG we can vet, pre-vet, or the other local organizations we can pre-vet and fast track them through. But my other question is, would the, you know, could we look at this and say, would the incremental revenue offset incremental staffing and more? And if so, let's staff this organization the way it needs to be staffed so that we can bring in the incremental revenue if this is what we want to pursue. I think, you know, Tony's right to some extent that, or to a large extent, that if we've got organizations making a profit on us, we should get a piece. But how do we do that?
And the only way to agree, Sal, and I think probably at budget time would be a good time to bring this up again, that if we add, you know, half a staff or a secretary or a full secretary to just do this, I know there's the women there work very hard on just giving the permits out. That's a big job with the changes and everything else. But to check these, you'd need someone else, and probably Wayne would know better.
There's an awful lot of invoicing. Yeah. I mean, I could speak on just behalf of the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts alone, and the calls that we get inundated with.
Yes. And I don't want to interrupt, but that's groups like that, and I think they need you to sit in. Like I said, the Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts. I'm looking at these lists, and like I said, 90% of them are Sachem people.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that, playing that.
Absolutely.
But I can go down the list, and I don't want to say names now. Right. There are groups here that are making money from using Sachem Fields, and on top of it, they're not Sachem residents. I mean, that's a toot shot that I disagree with. And to look at our fields, we just got a report from the architect the other day, and this has to do with the turf fields. They have a life, those turf fields. The more people we put on those fields, the less of a life we're going to have that we're going to have to replace down the line. Plus the grass and dirt, we have to get ready for the season that's coming. So it's going to cost us, and I don't think the $3 an hour covers it.
Go ahead,
Sal.
One more question, if I may. Wayne, does it make sense to also look for some of these smaller ones? I'm looking at a lot of these $3, $6, $9, $12.
Right.
Just do payment on application so you don't have that billing overhead as well?
Well, something that we were going to discuss with Mr. Nolan and Mr. Singer was, for instance, for the Girl Scouts, there's a lot of groups there, and we're billing all these little $3 an hour. We were hoping to maybe see what the actual revenue was from the Girl Scouts and maybe just make it one flat fee, we were hoping, and bill the head of the Girl Scouts and let them go to all of their little organizations and maybe, you know, get back their monies.
The way it stands now, it's probably costing you more money than we're bringing in.
It's a lot of time. Yeah. It really is a lot of invoicing. It really is.
Terry and then Bill. Go ahead.
So couldn't we just charge an application fee right up front that could support a secretary or some sort of secretarial staff? And if it's a Sachem organization, they would, you know, it would be prorated into their amount. And if they're not, then they would be charged the additional fee to use the facilities. So then you'd be getting the money up front, and you know they're applying. They would still have to, like Vic suggested, give in their documentation, their rosters, just to prove that they are Sachem.
Part of the issue really is that a lot of the mom and pops that are coming in with applications are stating that they are and that they do have that 90% rule. And it really does become like that honor system that we take their word for that, you know. That's how we do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny?
I'm sorry, the bill first.
Yeah. It's hard to determine.
Just one thing, and that is if we do raise our rates up to be comparable to surrounding districts and other outside facilities, something we need to keep in mind before we make any determination about perhaps adding staff is if people are coming here because our price is so much better than everybody else's, the second we become on par with those other facilities, we're going to see a big drop-off in the demand of our facilities, and as a result of that, we may no longer see the business and the volume that we see now. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you would take a look at that at state, that $50 an hour for the adult groups, since the board has adopted that $50 an hour, we've lost a lot of, as you can see, those adult groups.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have that.
Again, though, Wayne, if it's fields, I'm just talking
correct.
Fields. If they talk fields, they'd have to pay $150. I mean, so you know, there may not be a cheaper price out there. Again, and we're talking, Bill, we're not talking a large amount of groups here. As you said, a big drop-off. Like I said, I think, and Wayne could tell you, 90%, if not more, are Sachem people in here or Sachem groups. It's that 5 or 10% that bother me that they're making money and they're not getting charged appropriately. So that's what, and again, I think I just want you to understand something. This is what went out, and this is going to have to be, I think, adopted for the whole year. So we have until the end of this school year to look at this, and I think budget time would be a good time to look at it. If we're talking about staff or we're talking about anything else, it'll give us more time to think about it. And maybe Wayne will have some more input, and Mr. Nolan, whatever. But, all right, Laura, go ahead.
So just one more thing until we can address it at budget time for the rest of the year. I don't know if we can ask our attorney. If we have people who are stating that they're 90% Sachem, sign something legally that if we find out you are not Sachem, you will not only be subject to the actual usage fee that you should be charged, but also a penalty that we can impose by you, you know, like make it something legal that the people are personally signing, that they guarantee that 90% of their roster is, you know, so make it more that they have to vet, you know, sign personally that they're saying it's 90%. And if they're found not to be, you know, we can request rosters or we may ask them to submit rosters or any proof.
Again, Laura, the more we put into this, the staffing situation gets higher.
Right. I'm not saying that we're going to do it or even right. look at it, but if somebody's going to lie and say I'm 90% Sachem and now I'm being asked to sign personally, that if I'm not, I'm going to have to pay personally a fine and I may have to submit rosters or whatever to approve it. Not that we're going to do it, or people might think twice and say, you know what, I'm just going to pay the $50.
Yeah, and, you know, and furthermore, there's a theory in the law. There's actually a penal law provision called offering a false instrument for filing,
right.
you know, with the proper, what they call a jurat, you know, an affirmation that the information that you're providing is true. You know, the person who falsely states something, we'd have to prove that it was done with the appropriate intent
right.
and all that kind of stuff, is, but, you know, but there's potential criminal liability. So we could even, you know, sometimes you can strengthen that affirmation by making a kind of a statement that false statements contained herein, you know, constitute a violation of law and potential exposure. Yeah, you know, and we could cite the criminal law provision so that, you know, somebody who might be inclined to fudge it would think twice. And that's,
right,
you know,
I think
good
at
idea.
At this point, if we have no other questions, I think it'll give us something to think about. It'll give administration something to think about. We'll bring it up again at budget times. And we'll see what other districts do, and that we'll see if we can come up with a plan and implement it for the next school year.
Okay, Tony, okay. I have one last question.
Sal?
There's a lot of outstanding ones here that have not been completed, not been checked off. It looks like there's a lot of outstanding invoices, and some of these are organizations that continue to permit. Could we, at a minimum, say we're not granting permits to anybody with an outstanding balance more than 90 days?
Well, I haven't put the stipulation for the 90 days, but we haven't authorized them to reuse our field until they make payment.
But I'm like looking at some of them here. I'm not going to name organizations, but I see them, the requests back in.
When I got the list, because Tony requested it, Lady Wayne's office was actually
doing
it.
She hasn't updated it?
Correct.
Okay.
I said, just give me what you have so I could give it to the respond okay. to the board, but she was actually working on it. I'm sure if she gave me that list today, many knows it.
Okay.
Yeah, I would
so
have to agree with that.
Yeah. If someone's not paying, let's just not rent
no,
them.
Right. We don't give them a new
okay.
permit, but I just wanted to give the board
okay.
what.
Got it.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks,
hey,
Wayne, very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Let's get on to business.
Sorry.
All right. We're up to consent agenda for business items 6-1 through 6-3.
Tony, I have a.
Okay. Go ahead.
If we could remove emergency generator service from this bid.
Which one is that, Bruce?
On the bids 6-1, the first item.
First item. You want to remove 6-1?
Right.
Oh, out of that one. Okay.
Right. Just the emergency generator.
Right, so it's B15531. Is it going to be. We need a motion for that, Chris?
Yeah, the motion to adopt it as amended.
Okay. All right, we'd like to remove B15531 from that group. I need a motion to amend. Terry, second. Dorothy, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, now we're going to do this one at a time. We're going to do 6.1. I need a motion, please. Laura, second. Terry, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 6.2. Motion to Mike Timo, second. Sal, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? One abstention. Carol? Okay. 6.3, Treasurer's Report.
So moved.
Motion, please. Aye. Sal, second. Terry, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're up to personnel items. Consent agenda. 7A1 through 7D6. I need a motion, please. Sal, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Let me see. Within that, we're on, right, Jim? 7C3 was the one? That was okay, Tony? Just now, right? Yeah.
Tony, you want to congratulate?
That's what I'm yeah. doing
oh,
now.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, we just want to take a little time. We have three under 7C3 appointment for administrative personnel. We have a Mr. Andrew Lawson. Is he here? Congratulations. He's our new Sagamore principal. We also have Mr. James Foy. Congratulations. Our Grundy principal. And Kristen, congratulations to the superintendent. Thank you. Good luck to all of you. I say that with a smile. Okay, we're up to, let's see, we went through D76, right? What page are we on, guys? We're on
nine.
Page
we're
nine.
We're over to nine. Okay, action items, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, keep me up to date, guys. Mini contracts. Approval agreement between Island Photography. Motion, please. Sal, second. Mike Timo, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 1 second. That was a consent agenda. My correction. We're going to do a consent agenda 812 through 815. We already approved 811. Motion, please. Sal, second. Terry, any questions?
Tony?
Sal, question?
Paul, you had provided me some information and the board some information. Could you just explain a little bit about what the College Board is?
It's actually a pilot program to try to enhance and encourage more students to participate in the AP program. It's supposed to be a pre-AP program, which they're hoping to start at the sixth grade level to start preparing kids for the rigor that's required for those courses.
Thank you.
Okay, Sal?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor? Sorry, Dorothy.
Paul, I had sent you an email on this, too. And just to clarify, so those pre-AP classes, we're going to implement?
We are piloting.
Okay.
So there's selected teachers that are participating in creating the curriculum for it, along with College Board professional developers.
So we're looking to implement that in what school year, then?
Whenever College Board's ready to release the program. There's only three school districts in the country that are participating in the pilot program, Sachem being one of them. They're still doing a lot of work with curriculum development, a lot of involvement with teachers and testing, so on and so forth. So there is no set timeline
okay.
yet. It's a two-year pilot.
So when that happens, those pre-AP classes are part of the student's schedule then? It's actually a course that they're going to be taking.
I believe that's the goal, yes.
So that means we would have to have it in a guidance handbook then?
Correct.
So we would have to know prior to printing our handbook, and you would have to implement that, I guess, in the master schedule for these additional classes.
Correct. It's a two-year pilot, so we won't have any more information until the end of 2017.
Wow. And my email, too, the question was, since now these are pre-AP classes, usually, or generally speaking, a student would take an honors, say if they did an honors English first, and then they would go into an AP English, or we've gotten rid of some of our honors classes on the secondary level in the high school, so now would these pre-AP classes take place of those honors classes, or would they be in addition to, or you just don't know yet?
I believe they will be in addition to. The goal of the pre-AP program is to encourage more Regents students, more
okay.
Regents level students to take AP courses.
Okay. So really, we wouldn't have any idea on any of this for another year or so.
I would say by the middle of this year, we'll have more information. I will certainly keep you updated with the developments that come up.
Okay. Thank you.
Bill.
Paul, just one other thing concerning that. I was reading through the information when I received it. I didn't realize that the curriculum was not already sort of in place, though. It looked like it was being developed with our staff. Is that correct?
They developed the curriculum, and then we had our staff members participate and enhance. And
all right, so we haven't seen the curriculum yet. If for some reason they developed the curriculum and we don't like the curriculum, is there an escape clause for us?
There is. There is. We have the option of continuing or not continuing. The benefit to our district is that our teachers are actually giving them a lot of input of how to create and develop and what to tweak to meet our needs as a district.
So the professional development sort of on
it's
our
a key.
End. Okay, but we could, if we don't like the final product they come up with.
Correct. I believe when the contract went through the attorneys, that was part of the addition that they put into the contract.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions?
Just, Paul, there's no cost, right?
No cost.
Thank you.
No other questions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you.
8-2, approval of extended warranty with Octagon. Motion, please. Sal, second. Mike Timo, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 8-3, approval of increase in grant funds allocated to Wilson Language Training Corporation. Motion, please. Terry, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of extracurricular clubs activities for the 14-15 school year. Motion, please. Terry, second. Sal, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
No,
aye. Of course, I knew you would. I have you right down here. Dorothy, question. Okay. Go
Paul?
Ahead,
yes.
It says for the 14-15.
For the 14-15 school year.
Right. It was both high schools were going to share the stipends, and I think there was some miscommunication, and we failed to approve this young lady as an advisor for this club.
So she ran the club?
She was a co-advisor. With
so she didn't receive her stipend because it wasn't approved, but she did run the club, or she was
she ran,
an
she,
assistant
she
to
she
run the
club? She was a co-advisor,
club.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 8-5, approval for salary increases, non-aligned employees. Motion, please. Laura, second. Terry, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 8-6, approval of salary increases for drug and alcohol counselors, one, and drug abuse educator. Motion, please. Sal, second. Mike Timo, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of services plan for, what was it, FANAC? FANAC? 14-15-16 school year. Motion. Okay, people, let's go. Terry, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Donation, Johnson Controls Blue Sky Incorporated. Motion, please. Bill, second. Terry, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Just send a letter, Jim, for that. Okay. 8-9, adoption of religious holidays for the 15-16 school year. Motion, please. Vic, second. Sal, any questions? Terry?
So this only means that for those holidays that we don't have a closed school day, it doesn't count as it's a non-attendance day as far as the students who don't come to school are concerned?
Yes, and also we need it for certain contractual obligations, different bargaining groups. Go by this different holidays.
All those little holidays that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't impact out the calendar that we hand out to the.
No, I know, but I just want to know how it was going to be counted. So it's counted as a non-attendance day for those students, not necessarily an absence.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 8-10, approval of translator interpreters. Motion, please.
So moved.
Vic, second. Terry, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of coaching assignments for the 15-16 school year. Motion, please. Sal, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 8-12, approval district-wide lifeguards. Motion, Terry, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of contract with Deputy Superintendent. Motion, please. Terry, second. Sal, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of contract, that's we're up to 8-14. Approval of contract for Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction, Elementary. Motion, please.
So moved.
Sal, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 8-15, approval of contract, Assistant Superintendent for Personnel.
So moved.
Motion, please.
So moved.
Vic, second. Sal, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 816, recommendation for Committee on Special Education. Motion, Terry. Second, Sal. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Monthly reports, damage and loss. Okay. Committee on Preschool Education. Subcommittees, anything? No? Okay. Okay, any other question? Visitors? None.
Okay. Tony, just a tone.
Go right ahead.
For the subcommittees, I have mentioned at one of the last board meetings about putting it up on the website, and it was put up on the website shortly after, and I think it was maybe even put up a second time, I'm not sure. So if anyone's interested in joining any of the committees, the information was put on the website and also our Facebook page. So you can go back on the Facebook page and see information about the subcommittees and how to actually join the Legislative, Budget, or Audit Advisory Committee.
I may have emailed you, or you may have found out. I had arranged to have the auditor speak tonight, but he couldn't make it tonight. He's going to make it on the 26th. He has some interesting things that I think the whole board should hear. So he's scheduled for the 26th. Okay, that's it. Future agenda? Laura first. Laura?
Okay. I know, Jim, you had said in an email that for a future agenda, we could do a special ed presentation on the different classifications so everybody knows 12-1-1. Sachem right now only has a 15-1, so I know 2 years ago the TAs were cut from the 15-1 at the high school, and with what just went on, I think parents get confused because for a very long time there were always TAs in a 15-1, and it might make a difference. So if we could have a presentation on that so everybody's on board and we all understand what Sachem offers, what our classification are, and what we've had and what we're moving forward.
Okay,
thank
Bill?
You.
For our next meeting, I was hoping that we could have a discussion of possibly implementing a board policy for testing days at the high school level. I discussed this with Jim a couple of weeks ago, and it's something I think worth exploring that might be beneficial to our students and to the staff as well.
Okay. We could put that on for next meeting. Okay. Anything else? Future agenda? No? No? Okay. Okay, we're going to go into exec assess for personnel items. I need a motion to go into exec.
And also for collective negotiations, Tony.
Right, for negotiations. Rob, second, Sal, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you all.